Well, folks, I'm with Don Wallace, and we are at Dry Creek Vineyard, and we don't have much time left here, so I had to beg him to tell me about these Zinfandels. We're pouring a glass of these, and so we're going to be here for another couple hours if we get to drink all of these. Don, this is a fascinating segment for me because I'm very passionate about Zinfandels, and I had to almost insist that we open these Zinfandels and get into some of the backbone. There's many, many of them in your inventory here, and we've talked about the major number of Zinfandels across the country in distribution, but these are tasting room only wines. I believe, and they are also fascinating wines. If you love Zin, then you need to be in Healdsburg for a few days here, and you need to spend a few hours in this tasting room. Really knowledgeable people here in the tasting room that know about these wines, and they'd have to because there's a lot of them.
Thanks, Don. From one Scotsman to another Scotsman, he didn't twist my arm too bad because it's not black and blue, and it's something I'm very passionate about, as you know. And as we talked about earlier in another segment, we have that heritage selection. This is one that we developed over a number of years. It was a 9 to 12 year process, and so each one of these bottles, that there's four here in front of us that we have, representing the single vineyard sites that we have all these that particular selection planted at. We removed all the variables. The clone is the same. The rootstock's the same. Everything, the way it's farmed, the cover cropping, all that stuff, all farmed sustainably. The only thing that's different is the terroir, and these wines are dramatically different. So the first one we have here is the one that told us at the end of that process when we were trying to field clean up that clone, the Mazzoni Bevel selection. It was planted at a neighbor and friend's place up the valley here, George Summers. And after 3 years, we made wine out of it, and we said, hallelujah, we got it. We now have a selection of Zinfandel that we can take and plant in various vineyards. That's really historically for us and for Zinfandel significant. Then the next planting, the reason why we were looking was my home ranch. And so the next Zinfandel is the Wallace. It's, again, same everything. So different soil, different climate, different sun exposure. It is dramatically different. And it's going to be so much fun to taste through these together, especially if we have, we have to really think about what we're going to have tonight for dinner.
I think we're going to cover the gamut here. I think take the whole menu.
Maybe leg of lamb with lardoons and garlic spears in it. Some rosemary, perhaps.
I'm very intrigued now.
And perhaps some porcini mushroom.
I'm not going to say no. All right, so we're on to our third Zinfandel here.
So the next one is called Spencer's Hill. That comes from our Endeavor Vineyard, and it's named after my son. I was a big Spencer Tracy fan growing up. Captain Courageous was my hero. You can see sailing stuff all over here. It's because the ocean is my other, wine and sailing.
This is the estate Zinfandel.
The Spencer's Hill one, again, it's the Wallace Ranch one is right here, pretty close to where the winery is. The Summers that I talked about first is kind of up at the eastern beginning of Dry Creek Valley, closer to Healdsburg. This one's from the Lytton Springs District. Again, different, very dramatically different soil type and climatic condition there. And again, the wine is dramatically different. Each one of these, I should mention, have a small amount of Petit Sirah in them. We don't think that we can make any Zinfandel without a fair amount of Petit Sirah in it.
That's a secret. Are you sure you want to put that secret out there?
I've had some pretty impressive people say, we're going to make a wine just like you have and not been able to pull it off. So I'm okay with that. You need the place and the know-how.
And a little Petit Sirah.
A little Petit Sirah in this case.
The folks who came here to this country over 100 years ago knew what they were talking about.
Thank goodness that they did. They wouldn't be doing what we're doing. And the last one on the list is called Farmhouse, and that's from down in kind of the Windsor area. And we sorted that place out because a long time ago we were buying from an old Zinfandel vineyard, and it had a white volcanic ash. And the Zinfandel growing out of there had a quite remarkable characteristic to it. So we knew we were going to lose that piece of land to urbanization. We bought this, was an old dairy farm, cleared it all out and planted again the Mazzoni selection or heritage selection of Zinfandel, and as you'll see, it is remarkably different and equally yummy and incredibly balanced, and again with a soupçon of Petit Sirah inside.
Don and I are going to work our way through some courses with all these great Zinfandels. He's already put his preferences out there. I'm thinking pepper steak with some extra sauce on the side might.
Steak Diane, yeah.
I think what we need to do is cover the gamut here because we're not going to be able to get together and drink these wines every day. So this will be a celebration of life, and it'll be a celebration of the Scottish in us.
Indeed. It sounds great, laddie.